I'd like to let you know that later this week, I'll be speaking with Miss Patty Whipfler. She has that book entitled Listen. And in that book, she gives some awesome, awesome tips, some amazing principles on how we can work better with our children. The challenging times, the not so challenging times, excellent tips. She was with us about a year ago. She'll be rejoining us this Friday, Power Friday, to speak with us about parenting our children effectively, especially during and through the challenging times. Patty Whipfler, this Friday at 1 o'clock. Thursday, we will take a look at planes and our brains. We're going to talk some more about the impact that plane rides have on our brains. We'll also continue the discussion this Thursday of sexual satisfaction. And Saturday, this Saturday, ladies and gentlemen, finally, we'll be having that discussion about teen girls and what you know about your breasts. This has to do with developmental stages. And believe me when I say it is great to know about this. And I really am a firm believer that if we are aware of these stages and have these discussions before our children reach the next milestone, the next developmental stage, we can maybe minimize some of the negative impact of those stages, some of those negative impacts that sometimes arise, and reduce the drama, maybe even shut it out, prevent it. Having these discussions before they come up. Teen girls, what do you know about your breasts? We'll be having that conversation this Saturday at 1 o'clock. So if you go to speakingwith.com, you can get the entire list of this week's guests and topics. Also, remember that when you go to the homepage, also on the left side, top of the page, you can click on one of two categories of broadcasts. If you want to listen to broadcasts that have aired since July of this year up to the current time, the present time, click on that link. And then as the list of guests and topics appears to your right, just scroll down to the one that you're interested in. Click on that, the name of that guest or topic. Then the next page comes up. You'll click on the segments that you'd like to hear. So you have options, and I'm so glad. You can turn to 1550 AM The Voice, like so many of you have been doing for quite some time now. And we really appreciate you for tuning in to one of the Perry Broadcasting of Augusta family of stations, 1550 AM The Voice. But you can also listen at your convenience by going to speakingwith.com, and it is a free listen. It is convenient and it is free. You don't have to pay a dime. So at your convenience. All right. Now, more about stress. Is all stress the same? Yes, no, maybe. All right. Let's see.
It seems to me, and we've looked at this a lot in both our clinic and our research lab, that the essence of stress reduction is living in the present. So we have a little mantra that we use, and the first is seize the day. It's basically live in the present. A lot of people spend a lot of time regretting the past or fearing the future. At the expense of living in the moment. Now, I have to tell you in my own life that that's been an issue for me. I am known as the family worrier. And it's my wife, Stephanie, who's really helped me learn how to live more in the present, to smell the roses. Of course, having four little daughters also makes it much easier and more important to live in the present. So seize the day, live in the present. Get out of your own way. To think that we're going to live lives that do not have stress in them is a fantasy. In fact, some stress is probably necessary for us to do the best. So we're not going to be able to avoid stress in our life, but how we deal with that stress, the emotional overlay that we put on that stress, is really important. And the third, it's make a personal play. And what I mean by that is don't let stress be free-floating. Have a specific strategy in your life that works for you when it comes to managing your stress. Don't let it be free-floating stress. For a lot of people, including myself, that strategy is regular exercise. If you ask regular exercisers, why do you exercise? 75% of regular exercisers, myself included, will say, I know it's good for me, but the reason I exercise is to reduce my stress. So having a specific plan of action to reduce your stress is very important. So the Rippey's rules for relieving stress, seize the day, get out of your own way, and make a personal play.
Wow. I like that. Exercising. How many of you use exercise for the purpose of reducing stress? How many of you do it because you just want to be stronger? How many of you do it because you want to be healthier overall? And stress reduction is just part of that overall health plan. I tell you what, it is good to do, good to do, good to do. And when you get out of it, don't you miss it? A lot of you, maybe not all of you, but a lot of you, don't you just kind of miss it when it's been 2 weeks, maybe 3 weeks since you did whatever you were doing? Psychologically, you miss it. You're thinking, oh man, if I were working out, it would be doing this for me. It would be doing that for me. How many of you have ever gotten on a good exercise routine and you were on it for 6 months consecutively, 9 months consecutively, 11 months consecutively, and you went in for your routine physical checkup? And when your doctor looked at your vital signs, ran the blood test so that he could look at your lipid profiles and all of that, and the numbers came back looking great, and you said, yeah, that's what I'm talking about. You were sleeping better. You knew you were stronger. You were more flexible. You were less, less irritable. And now the numbers look great when it comes to your HDL levels and your LDL levels and your overall fat levels and all these different levels. The numbers are looking great, and you're saying, oh man, this is great. That's what I'm talking about. And then something happened. Whatever the something was, something happened. And for a whole week, couldn't work out. 2 weeks later, couldn't get back on it. 5 weeks later, still not back on it. 8 weeks later, and you're starting to think, oh man, what's going to happen with those numbers now? Are they going to go in the wrong directions? The ones I want to be low, they're going to go high. The ones I want to be high, they're going to go low. Yeah, some of those numbers, the higher they are, the better. For example, your HDL, high-density lipoprotein levels, the higher the cholesterol levels, the higher those are, the better. So with your LDL, you want those to be low, maybe around 100, 120. To ask your doctor will tell you. But, you know, those LDLs could get to be 160, 220. You know, that's too high. Whereas with your HDL, it could be 40. That's not bad. But 80 is much better with your HDL. Yeah, so you're looking at those numbers and you have an understanding of how they work and you're thinking, oh man, are those numbers going to be going in the wrong direction now? We got to get back on it. So I want to encourage you, if for whatever the reason, you've been off of it for a while, don't give up. I know you've been trying to get back on it. It just seems like stuff just keeps happening. Things keep coming up. Don't give up. Don't give up. Get back on it. Get back on it. I know sometimes it is so difficult for me. So difficult. So much going on. But I refuse to just say, you know what? Forget it. I ain't going to work out no more. Not me. I enjoy it too much. I like the results too much. No, no, no. Ladies and gentlemen, let's keep doing it. And if for whatever the reason, it seems like it's almost impossible to just stay with it no matter what, keep doing it when you can. I truly believe that 3 to 6 months of exercise out of a year is better than no months of exercise per year. Let's take a look at natural disasters when I come back.